This is MSO News Sports, and we are joined by Kipp Academy football coach Jim Rabbit. And Jim, welcome. Thanks for coming back with us again and talking some football.
Absolutely, Bill. Always a pleasure coming on and talking to you. So excited about it.
All right. Well, you guys are 2-1 on the season, and you're getting ready for a game out at Leicester on Friday night. Let's hold off on that. We'll get to that in just a moment. But tell us about last week's game, 34-30 win over Neshoba.
Yeah, it was a great game. It was an emotional roller coaster for sure. A lot of ups, a lot of downs. It really came down to the last 2 minutes of the game, and our guys hung in there. In reality, we made one more play than they did, and that was the end of the game. And it was a really great battle. And, you know, Coach Kelly has done a really great job. He's got some outstanding numbers over there. They have like 87 kids, dressed over there in that program. So they're doing the right thing over there. And that was a fun game to be a part of, and I'm glad we ended up on the winning side of that one. But it was an absolute battle all the way through.
So what was then the final play? What was the deciding? How did you get? Were you ahead and they got close, or were you behind and then went ahead at the very end?
So Neshoba actually scored with about 2 minutes, let's say, left in the game, or less than 2 minutes left in the game to go up by 2 points. So they were up 30-28. With a little under 2 minutes to go in the game. We had a great kick return that brought us back over the 50-yard line. And then we popped in. Wendell Castro took, I think, three straight touches. Kind of scored a little too quick. We would have given the ball back with about a minute 10. And then we kind of squibbed it, kind of put a line drive on it, and it hit one of their kids in the foot, and our guy recovered the onside kick. They recovered the squib kick, and we were able to nail it out from there.
Oh, man, wow. So, Coach, when you guys score too quick, what do you tell the team at that point? Are you upset, or what do you say?
No, it's, get upset with it. You wish it was a little bit more drawn out, but
yeah.
When you have a kid like Mornell and Joe that run on the ball, you have to expect to pop one every now and then. So, definitely not mad about it, and ask the defense to step up. In that case, our special team stepped up, so it worked out.
No, exactly. Special teams. That's a great team win for sure. So tell me about, you know what I'm asking here. If I were scouting you, and what would I come away with? Who are the players to watch, and what do they do for you guys, basically?
Yeah, right now we got two guys who are really carrying the torch for us, and that's Mornell Castro. And Mornell played a lot of receiver for us last year, and he was a guy that made extreme impact for us, with Juan throwing the ball to him and having Vic around him at receiver. And now he's stepped into the role where he's literally playing every spot. He's playing some receivers, playing some slot. He's coming into the backfield a lot more. He's even playing some quarterback for us. And he just makes plays happen. He's a super athlete, super elusive. And like I said, when you want to try to slow it down, it's hard sometimes because he breaks them so efficiently. So Mornell, definitely one of those guys that we rely on in big situations. And then I mentioned him before, but Jovan Machado was stepped in to the quarterback role. Now that two of our guys have gone down with injury at quarterback, and he's taken the brunt of the snaps, but he's using his legs. And it's that dual threat with those two guys teams have to deal with. And we have other guys that get the ball, but those two guys have really stepped up and handled our offense and really defense too on both sides of the ball. So really happy with those guys.
When you're not a large school, you always have the potential to have some holes here and there. How are your lines this year, offensive and defensive lines?
I was just writing that down as I was talking about our two skill guys. I wrote down, don't forget to talk about the line.
I was writing the same thing down, Jim. Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. My O-line coach will be happy. Our lineup front is so much better, tougher, more technically sound than at any point last year. And most of those guys are back from last year. They were young sophomores. Most of our line this year, sophomores and juniors, so we still have another year or two with those guys left after this, but they've come a long way. And it showed, their work in the offseason, their strength and conditioning is way up. And we wouldn't be able to run the ball with the efficiency that we do without those guys up front. So they've just, and of course, everyone knows those offensive line guys, they're unsung heroes. They hear it the most in the film sessions when things go wrong, but they're the guys that make things go right. And right now they're doing all the right things, and that's why we're having such success.
Have you heard much from your former players from last year's team, some of the guys that went on to play elsewhere, Juan Settlestein or anything else this fall?
Oh, yeah, we talk all the time. Juan texted me this morning. They're playing Ithaca. Big game for them. And one of the guys I coached, he's playing against Jay Conley over there. And Ithaca's playing safety, and he wanted to show me their roster because he knew I coached them in the Aganis game a few years ago. So he gets to see Jake in action. He's playing at Hobart. And, Vic sends me all this practice film. They film all their practices, and he looks really good right now at UMass Amherst. He's playing on their scout team right now. I think as time goes on, whether it's the end of this year or certainly very soon after that, he'll be in that mix for some snaps in the offense, I think, very soon.
Interesting, yeah. Yeah, Ithaca's a great team for sure in D3. Jim, what can you tell me about the game Friday night at Leicester?
Yeah, it's going to be a battle. I think, it's a Central Mass team that plays a really tough schedule. Oftentimes, the Central Mass teams in the Midwalk, their records don't always indicate the skill level. And I think Leicester's 0-3, but they're strong. They're tough up front. They get down on the ball pretty good. And the linebackers and their quarterback is a great runner. They run some option, and their quarterback can run. He runs the option pretty well. So I think we have our hands full. Especially the long ride. It's going to be close to a 2-hour bus ride by the time we leave Wynn, and get there. So that's a thing that we have to fight through. Which is great. We want to face as much adversity as we can.
Yeah, you guys should leave very early in the day for sure on that one. The other thing, Jim, maybe as a final question for our listeners, maybe you could share with us. I know you're not going to look. I don't want you to look past as far as a game, past the Leicester game Friday, because I know coaches don't want to do that. But looking at your schedule moving ahead, can you share with our listeners what certain games mean and how you kind of interpret it that, as to what they mean? Because sometimes you play some very tough opponents. They're very, they're informative for you, if you will, and your coaching staff as to where the team is at. But what can you highlight ahead on the schedule beyond this weekend?
Yeah, sure. And we talk every week about how football offers different opportunities every week, but it offers an opportunity, right? So looking down the line, I think after this week, 3 of the last 4 games in our schedule are league games. And we haven't won a league championship since 2020, the 2021 season. That was kind of informal because it was the COVID year. We talk about each one of those weeks meaning something because we're playing this year, for a league championship also. We've missed that boat. We've come in second place, I think, the last couple of years. We've been one game off, whether it was Manchester 2 years ago or last year's Lowell Catholic in the regular season to beat us. So all of those games, we have to look at our schedule and say, if one of the check marks in our goals is to win a league championship, we have to run the table there. And the other game that's in there is Greater Lowell Tech, and they're just a tough team that we want to face every year because it gets us ready for the playoffs. We kind of just talk about that each week is its own event, but each event offers its own unique opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I get it. No, I appreciate that. Jim, anything else you want to share with us about the team that I haven't asked you about?
The big thing with our guys is we're handling tons of adversity, and we're handling it well. I think a lot of teams could go through the injuries that we go through, especially having, very few, comparably speaking, guys in the roster to other teams. We've really adopted that next man up mentality. We have a lot of guys who compete for spots, and that says a lot about the character of our team. I think that's as a coach, it makes you proud that, although you're battling some injuries to key guys, your team's able to step up in big situations with new players stepping into new roles, and that goes from top to bottom of our roster. So I'm really proud of the guys for that.
Sounds good. Well, Jim, thanks so much for your time. Good luck and safe travels out west to Central Massachusetts on Friday. Take care.
Thanks so much, Bill.
Yep. Jim Rabbit, head football coach at KIPP Academy here on MSONewsSports.com.